Man is in jail, accused of firing shots at another man in Canton Tuesday morning. 45-year-old Daryl Washington charged with felonious assault after a shooting around 9:30 in the 900 block of 6th Street Northwest. Investigators say a 37-year-old man was inside a vehicle when Washington opened fire. One bullet hit the car, another struck a parked vehicle in a garage. No one was hurt. Washington being held in the Starr County Jail and is set for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Starr County Area Transportation Study is out with its latest crash and safety report. Most hazardous intersection over the past 3 years is at Route 173 at Paris Avenue Northeast in Marlboro Township. It was second last year as it made the top 10 for the first time. There were 22 crashes in the period, with two resulting in serious injuries. 60% were caused by failure to yield. It's one of the least busy intersections on the list, but has a disproportionate number of serious injury crashes. ODOT plans a roundabout for the crossing, but construction is 4 years away. 15th Street Northeast and Walnut Avenue in Canton move from 10th to 2nd, followed by Dressler and Everhard Roads Northwest in Jackson Township, and Route 62, Harmon Avenue and Lesh Street Northeast in Canton. 5th was 13th Street Northwest and I-77 near Mercy Hospital in Canton. Columbiana County judges ordered the temporary shutdown of the addiction recovery charity Lamb's House. The move follows a lawsuit from Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, who accuses the organization's leaders of misusing charitable funds. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton appointed Attorney Ken Goldberg as interim receiver to take control of the charity's assets and operations. The court found reason to believe President Mark Altemare used donations for personal expenses and lived rent-free on the charity's property in Rogers. The order freezes all bank accounts and bars any transfers until the receiver completes his review. The company which oversaw the train derailment settlement in East Palestine asking for more time to answer allegations of mismanagement. Kroll Settlement Administrator filed a motion Friday seeking a 10-day extension to respond to a 600-page motion filed by class counsel accusing it of violating court orders and overpaying some claims. The Salem News reports the request comes after federal judge Benita Pearson approved a revised two-step process for reviewing allegations, saying the change will improve transparency even if it takes longer. Kroll was appointed in May 2024, but suspended earlier this year after the court found problems with how the settlement was administered. 17-year-old from Canfield will be sentenced December 2nd after admitting to a felonious assault charge in Mahoning County Juvenile Court. The charge against Parker Alquist stems from an August 10th incident in Canfield Township. Another 17-year-old reported being sexually assaulted with a pool cue after falling asleep at a party. Mahoning County Sheriff's deputy responded to an emergency room in Austintown where the victim was treated for their injuries. The Youngstown woman will serve jail time after pleading no contest, 5 counts of child endangering. 28-year-old Melissa Canos was found guilty in Youngstown Municipal Court. Judge Carla Baldwin sentenced her to 180 days behind bars, with most of that suspended. She will also be on probation for 2 years. The charges were filed in August after police found 10 children living in what they call deplorable conditions throughout the home. Canos was also cited after 2 children were found wandering alone near the South Avenue Gas Mart. 2 Struthers women charged with felonious assault and child endangering have their cases bound over to a grand jury. 33-year-old Camille Hibbett and 30-year-old Essence Reveille were arrested October 14th by Struthers police after a 7-year-old boy was taken to Akron Children's Hospital in Boardman with what officers said were life-threatening injuries. He was later flown to the main campus in Akron for treatment. Hibbett's case was bound over this week. She's also charged with a misdemeanor for a March 2024 incident in which the same child was seen outside in 30-degree weather with no shoes and asking neighbors for food. A cyber scam that diverted tax money from Bezetta Township has led to a court order against the Trumbull County Auditor's Office. Monday, the 11th District Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling that Auditor Martha Yoder must repay more than $80,000 plus interest to the township. Judges found the money collected from local taxes was wrongfully sent to a fraudulent account after hackers compromised the township's email. Court said the auditor is still legally required to transfer the funds. Those cyber criminals were responsible for the theft. A Warren man has pleaded guilty in federal court to gun charges connected to a shooting that left one man dead. 25-year-old Rayshon McElroy entered the pleas Tuesday before Judge Benita Pearson in Youngstown. He'll be sentenced February 12th. Prosecutors say he and 2 others were seen on surveillance video with guns during the August 3rd shooting on Elm Road in Warren. 31-year-old David Owens was killed. Another person was wounded. The U.S. government could soon take ownership of $325,000 in a crypto account connected with investment scams in Trumbull County. An elderly Bristolville man and his sister lost more than $1 million in the scam, posing as a successful investor. The scammer convinced the victim to open multiple cryptocurrency accounts. Federal prosecutor's office has asked a court for a final order of forfeiture. Victims have a path to get their money back through the Department of Justice remission process. The FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office say they will help with the necessary paperwork to recover the lost money.